Where do we go from here? Is this not the most human question in history? For countless centuries, famines, droughts, wars, and other tragedies have forced humanity into motion. People on a path to find a better land, a better ruler, or a better life. They kept moving to survive and to thrive. They sought out a better world. They looked at the burning wreckage around them and thought, what's next for us? How can we find better? They persevered, they looked ahead, and they dreamt. America is made up of millions of dreamers. Those who looked at their work-worn hands and said to their children, I will make this world safer for you. You will have better than I had. We are a nation of immigrants, of those who wanted a better life for their children and worked to get here and to learn English and to provide. They did this in a place where they looked different and sounded strange, and they probably wondered if it would ever get easier, if it was all worth it. How can we make sure that their struggle was not in vain? How can we live the life they wanted us to? What more can we do for those dreamers than give to our children what they gave to us? A safer world and a kinder one. A country where we were allowed to be different, where we are free to express ourselves. When considering the future of the nation, we must take into account our environment. We must sustain the earth in honor of those who came before us and keep it well for those who will come after. We must make sure that children have fields to run in, and trees to climb, and dandelions to wish upon. We must give them a beautiful earth, full of wonderful creatures. We have to sustain our vast forests and rich farmlands, and our rolling oceans and golden beaches. We have to honor the land that we have been blessed with. And once we have given them a good earth, what more can we give them but a country where they feel at home? A country rich with people of every race and ethnicity and religion. A country full of ideas and beliefs. A place that protects them. A beautiful melting pot, all the more lovely for its diversity. We must break down the barriers that divide us. We must end the cycles of hate and hurt. We must dream of a day when these are things of the past and work to make it happen. We can't go back and change the past. We can't undo the injustices that plagued those who were chained in a nation that called itself free. But we can ensure that it will never happen again. We can learn from the past in order to move forward. The Chinese call the United States Me Guo, or beautiful country, a land full of hope and opportunity and freedom. Where do we go from here? We go forward, looking ahead to better times. We do as our ancestors did. We fight for a better life for our descendants. We give them a cleaner earth and a home where they feel safe and cared for. We give them a beautiful country.